You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The judge wants to throw out her case. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is seeking dismissal of her federal indictment. Her legal team argued yesterday that the charges violate constitutional protections and judicial immunity. Dugan faces allegations she helped an undocumented immigrant avoid federal agents by directing them away from the courthouse and telling the man to use a private exit. Dugan remains suspended from the bench, with her attorneys asserting her innocence. August will bring a new art museum director to Milwaukee. In a statement yesterday, it was announced Milwaukee Art Museum director Marcel Polednik is stepping down after 9 years. Her last day is set for July 31st. Museum officials say they've launched an international search for her successor. Polednik called her tenure an extraordinary honor and expressed confidence in the museum's future. Wisconsin is in a bullseye risk for severe thunderstorms. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Hazards of hail, high winds, and even tornadoes target the state on Thursday. Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk for severe weather to spread across the majority of the state, starting midday west and working its way central through the afternoon, arriving in eastern areas by Lake Michigan by early evening. Very large hail and a few tornadoes may occur. So know now where you will take shelter if you find yourself in a tornado warning, because with the timing of this, you may be at work still, or already home, or maybe on the road. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Johnson and journalists are getting together later this month. Senator Ron Johnson will headline a newsmaker luncheon hosted by the Milwaukee Press Club and WisPolitics.com on Wednesday, May 28th. Johnson will give brief remarks before taking questions from a panel of local journalists and the audience at the newsroom pub. The event starts at a little before noon that day. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Brewers beat Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers able to avoid the sweep by beating the Guardians 9-5 yesterday. Logan Henderson became only the second player in team history to score wins in both his first two starts in the major leagues. But Henderson says his arsenal of pitches is still a work in progress.
I know the cutter and slider have a lot of work to do, which is definitely a big confidence boost. I've had two solid outings so far. I got to go out there and keep executing and do what I know I can do. Just fastball at the top and throw the changeup off of that.
The Brewers host the Twins tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers holding offseason workouts, but center Elgton Jenkins has not reported until he gets a new contract. Luke Butkus is the offensive line coach.
I mean, Elgton Jenkins and I came in together in 2019, so he's a great man. He's a great teammate. There's no concern whatsoever.
The Packers' regular season schedule is out. You can download it now at civicmedia.us. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like Hollywood is on hold when it comes to releasing movies, at least until Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning opens next Friday, the 23rd. In the meantime, there is no shortage of horror films in theaters, and a new one opens this weekend. Final Destination Bloodlines is the sixth and supposedly final installment of the Final Destination franchise and is batting a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mystery thriller Hurry Up Tomorrow tells the story of a musician who has insomnia and begins to question his life. There are no reviews, so tread cautiously, but the film has a solid cast with Jenna Ortega, Barry Keoghan, and The Weeknd. Another mystery thriller that also hasn't been reviewed yet, called The Ruse, opens wide this weekend. An in-home caregiver fears for her life while watching over an elderly patient in a seaside house. Just a reminder that Sinners and Thunderbolts are still playing in theaters and have also reviewed very well. Let's go to the movies. Tom Cruise is used to saving the day in the movies, and it spilled over into real life. Simon Pegg says the Mission Impossible franchise saved him from alcoholism and depression. Yes, he was thrilled about getting the role, but says the production was unbelievably supportive and made sure he had a sober companion on the set of Ghost Protocol in 2011. Pegg also recalls Tom Cruise saying, "You're going to get in shape for this film. You're an agent now." Halle Berry was forced into a wardrobe change before she hit the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival. The festival has a new no-nudity policy, which only took them about 75 years to enact. Berry is in France as part of the festival's jury this year. She didn't seem to mind at all being told to find a different dress and believes the new nudity policy is probably a good one. And it probably is, especially because most people don't look like Halle Berry. Various sources say the policy was enacted to avoid a situation like Kanye West's wife appearing fully nude on the red carpet. Well, it didn't set the world on fire, but for those who enjoyed it, Captain America: Brave New World will be available to stream on Disney+. The film stars Anthony Mackie, who also appeared in The Falcon and Winter Soldier. In the film, Captain America meets with the president, played by Harrison Ford, and is asked to foil an evil global plot to save the world. Tough gig. It drops exclusively on Disney+, May 28th. A Greek couple is getting divorced thanks to AI and a cup of coffee. A woman has filed for divorce after reading the ChatGPT signs she believes told her husband was cheating. After making coffee for her and her husband, she took photos and asked ChatGPT to interpret the coffee grounds. The chatbot not only told her there were signs of infidelity, but also that her husband was fantasizing about a woman whose name starts with an E. The husband told the Greek City Times that this has happened before when his wife was following an astrologer's advice. And some people think AI is a bad thing. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a system that will bring some strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon into early this evening. Hail, wind, even a tornado or two possible. Be weather aware today. Otherwise, a little fog this morning, partly cloudy, near 70 for a high. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and windy with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.